we gather. As we gather, may your spirit move among us. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well as our hearts begin to worship, Lord, we'll be blessed because we praise your name. We'll be blessed because we came as we gather. As we gather, may your spirit move among us. Lord, as we gather, may we glorify your name, knowing well as our hearts begin to worship, Lord, we'll be blessed because we praise your name. We'll be blessed because we steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness.
As we gather, let's sing that once again.
O Lord, as we gather,
may your spirit
move among us.
Amen.
As we gather,
yes, that's our prayer this morning. Glorify,
knowing well that our hearts begin to worship.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus,
we will be blessed.
Yes, we believe it, Lord.
We praise your name.
Thank you, Lord.
We will be blessed because we reign.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. As we have gathered this morning at your feet, oh, we glorify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, we say thank you, Lord, that you have opened yet another new week, Lord, for us. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the week that has just passed, Lord. Oh, that, Lord, you have done for your children. Oh, Lord, we appreciate every one of them, and we say thank you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, this morning, what a beautiful morning the Lord you've given to us. Oh, Lord, and Father, even how you've quickened us this morning, oh, from our various homes, oh, to run to no other place but to your house, oh God. Oh, to begin the week right from your presence, Lord. Father, we say thank you for this grace. And Lord, yes, as we have come, we believe that, Lord, we will be blessed, Lord. And Father, we come, as vessels that have been emptied of all ourselves. That, Lord Jesus, this day you will fill us with your special oil, O God. So, Father, we surrender ourselves to you. Surrender all to you, God. Even as we commit our Sunday schools, Lord, into your hands, we hear in our children upstairs that the Holy Spirit, Lord, will take the word and give us a thought that, Lord, it will be the beginning of the greater things to come, Lord. So, Father, we thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. As we stand in, we will take our scripture this morning from Deuteronomy 30. We will read the 19th verse. This scripture has featured many times in this house. Amen. And you know when the smith, see the goldsmith, with the gold in his hands and he starts beating this particular place, maybe he's seen some droughts, see, he wants all those to be cleared. Amen. Or he's seen a crook somewhere, he wants it to be straightened. So yes, this very scripture has featured many times in this house. Maybe the Lord is trying to straighten something in our lives. Amen. So let us read the word. Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. And as we sit at your feet, Lord, Father, speak to us, Lord. I surrender myself also, Lord, unto you this time, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yes, our text this morning, it comes from the book of Deuteronomy. Our subject will be two laws, two covenants, two tabernacles. Amen. So we look at the two laws maybe this morning. If the time is available, we will continue. So our text this morning comes from the book of Deuteronomy. Now, the word Deuteronomy, the prophet said it's a Greek word meaning two laws. Two laws. And truly, the book of Deuteronomy is just that. The book of Deuteronomy is just that. And in it are two laws of God clearly spelled out. The two laws of God are clearly spelled out. See, the law of life and the law of death. Amen. So the prophet Moses, concluding his last sermon to the children of Israel, he said this. This scripture we've just read. The prophet Moses, concluding his last sermon to the children of Israel, this is what he said to conclude everything. That I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. That I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Amen. And you know, the prophet Moses, a good father, as he was, you see, to the children of Israel, he didn't just leave them there. But, you see, he admonished them to what? To choose life. Praise the Lord. Choose life. And then he went further to explain how someone having chosen life, the way to go. Praise the Lord. And that's in the verse 20. That's in the verse 20. It said, thou mayest love the Lord thy God. That's the first thing. Thou mayest what? Love the Lord thy God. Amen. Amen. My brother, you see, you can only love God if only you could recognize how much God had loved you. Amen. You can only love God when you have been able to recognize how much love God, see, has extended to you. And we sing that song all the time, the love of God. You see, you cannot even finish writing it. Praise the Lord. It's measureless. It's rich and pure. Praise the Lord. So Moses was telling the people, love thy Lord, love the Lord thy God. That's the first thing. And then he went on. Said, thou mayest obey his voice. Love, obey his voice, obey his word. You see, obedience to the word. Then he went on, that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days. See, cleave unto him. Don't lose sight of God. Don't lose sight of him. One time, Peter was walking on the sea like Jesus also walking. Amen. Whilst he was what? He was looking onto Jesus. But the moment he turned his sight away from Jesus, he started sinking. You see. And look at Elisha. How he cleaved to Elijah the prophet. Not losing 1 second of sight from him. Praise the Lord. See? You cleave to the Lord till you and your God has become one. Praise the Lord. That's the cleave we are talking about. Because right from the beginning, God said, a man will do what? Will leave father and mother and do what? Cleave unto what? The wife. And the two will be what? One. So when we are talking about this, the cleave here, cleave unto him, you cleave unto your God till you and God become what? One. Jesus said, I and God, we are what? One. Why? Because God, he was veiling what? God. God was within him. That's the cleave we're talking about. Praise the Lord. Then he went on to say, thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Oh, hallelujah. The dwelling place of the Christian. The dwelling place of the Christian is where the blood covers the people. That's the dwelling place. That's our dwelling place. Where the blood covers the people. When I see the blood, see? I will pass over you. See? So our dwelling place is where the blood covers what? The people. See? You got to dwell in the place where he has chosen to place his name. Dwell in the place where he has chosen to place his name. Amen. As the psalmist said, one thing. One thing would I desire of the Lord. That I will what? Seek after. That I will dwell in the house of the Lord. What? All the days of my life. See? The dwelling place of the Christian. Praise the Lord. Where he has chosen to place his name. Now let's hear what the prophet said here about the two laws in the message book, God's Provided Place of Worship, preached in 1965. He said, and one of them, God said, God has two laws, and one of them is the law of death, as disobedience to his word. We find that when Eve disobeyed the word, it brought what? Death. That's one of his laws. Amen. Amen. When he told them that, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not what? Eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. So disobedience, one of his law is what? The law of death. As disobedience to his word. Like Eve disobeyed and it brought what? Death to all of us. Amen. And then the prophet went on to the next verse. He says, and then he has another law, which is the law of life. Obedience to his word. Amen. Keeping his word. And then you will what? You will live. Praise the Lord. Keeping his word, you will live. So Jesus himself said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me. Oh, praise the Lord. He hath what? Everlasting life. And shall not come to condemnation. Because he has passed from death unto what? Unto life. Praise the Lord. So the prophet went on to say, so it boils down to two things, to my way of thinking, that either keeping his word or disobeying his word. And one of these laws was given out Mount Sinai. Amen. That's the law of death. The other law was at Mount Calvary, where the law of life was given through Christ Jesus. Amen. It all lead to what? Obedience to his word. Loving God. Amen. Cleaving to him. Dwelling at the place where he has put his name. Amen. So Mount Sinai came with what? The law of what? Condemnation. When you do wrong, that's the end. You are condemned. Then Mount Calvary, I said Mount Sinai first. Praise the Lord. So, and then Mount Calvary, see, that came what? Grace. Forgiveness. Amen. Go and sin no more. Amen. Amen. So in another message book, A Paradox, that was also preached in 1965 in Phoenix, the prophet said the law has no hope of redemption. The law has no hope of redemption because it has no grace in it. No grace in it. The law only points that you are what? A sinner. You see? The law is a policeman that puts you in jail. The law is a policeman that puts you in jail. No mercy. See? You remember one time when the elders of the law, they brought an adulterous woman. They caught her in the act. And they all took stones, ready to stone her, because the law demanded that anyone who, the law demanded that anyone who commits adultery must be what? Stoned. So they took stones ready to stone her. But they wanted to test Jesus. So they brought this woman. See, but when this woman was brought before grace, oh, praise the Lord. Amen. See, the law was ready to condemn her, to kill her. But when she was brought before grace, I don't want to go there, is he? Grace bowed down his head, and started writing on the sand. Brother George, that lady at the other day, you met her. What happened? So, Elder Brother George, Pharisee George, we brought someone. We need judgment. What's happening? What's he writing? So, Pharisee George went. He put down his stone and went. And then, Pharisee David said, but what's happening? What did he say? You can go and look at it. Because he saw Pharisee David's name there. Amen. So he also went. He looked. Eish. That woman behind your house. Eish. So he just put his stone down. What else he was going? Pharisee Ali also the same thing. So they all just put their stones somewhere. And when Jesus lifted, grace lifted his head. He didn't see any of the accusers. And he asked her, where are your accusers? They were saying, they are all gone. Go and sin no more. Hallelujah. Amen. That's grace. So there are two laws. The one that will condemn you and the one that what? Will give you forgiveness and say, go and sin no more. And it all boils down to the very teachings of Moses here, that love the Lord thy God. See, obey his voice. Obedience to his voice. Cleave unto him so that you and your God will be what? Will become one. Amen. Dwell at the place where the blood covers the people, where he has put his name. He has placed his name. That's the dwelling place of God. Amen. This morning, are you thankful that you are at the place where the blood covers the people? Obedient to his word. Amen. Then the law of life is your portion. Amen. The law of life is your portion. He went on. He said, the prophet said, it's law that brings us to recognize we are wrong, but it's grace that forgives us. Grace is the one who come and paid your fine. Grace is the one that comes and pay what? Your fine. Amen. You know that story. The prophet always, in many of the message books, he gave that story about a man that committed crime and he was sentenced to death by firing squad. Amen. And his friend felt so sorry for his friend going to die. So he found a way to come to the presence of the king of the president of America. See, he was condemned to death by the federal court in America. And that time, the president was Abraham Lincoln. And Abraham Lincoln had come out from his office, and this man was able to maneuver to come to his presence and went down on his knees and just seek pardon for his friend. It touched what? Abraham Lincoln. So as he was out from his office, he got a piece of paper and write, this man is pardoned, and signed his name, gave it to him. He went to the prison to give it to his friend. His friend said, are you sure? If it comes from the president's office, it should have been on probably a letterhead with a stamp and all those of things. See. So this man will not accept, will not receive the pardon. And the prophet said the following day, he was what? He was shot. See. And when the news came to Abraham Lincoln, you know what he said? He said, a pardon is not a pardon unless it is received as a pardon. Amen. A pardon is not a pardon unless it be received as a pardon. So Jesus has paid the price. He has already done it. It's for us to do what? To receive it. That's all. Believe and receive it. Amen. That's the law of life, my brother, my sister, you see? So, you know, even look at the way how the gift of life was given to this world. The gift of life, Jesus Christ, how he was presented to this world. He wasn't born in any of the big cities, but a small town in Bethlehem. And right in Bethlehem also, not in some mighty house, see, but in a stable. And how was it presented to us? In a swaddling cloth. My, something smelling, swaddling cloth, taken from the stable. The gift of life to the world. Look at the way how it was presented. See, but it is what? To you to accept it. Then becomes a pardon for you. Amen. Yeah, we have only 5 minutes now. Let's quickly see what we can look at the two covenants. Amen. In the message book, God's provided place of worship. The same message book, 1965, he said, God had a covenant with Adam. That's God has what? Two covenants. So he had a covenant with Adam, the first man on earth. And that covenant was on condition. That covenant was what? Was on condition. If you do so and so, I will do so and so. See? Amen. If you don't eat of the fruit, you have life. If you eat of it, you are condemned. That's the law of what? Death. Praise the Lord. The prophet said Adam would have something to do in order to keep this covenant alive before God. He has something to do. He said he had to walk in God's way, keeping all his word, breaking none of them. But then God had another covenant, and that was with Abraham. Oh, my brother, my sister, anytime we hear about Abraham, know that it's you. You are a seed of Abraham. Praise the Lord. You are a seed of Abraham. So anytime you hear of Abraham, it's you. It's for you. Praise the Lord. Because it wasn't imputed to him, Abraham alone. But as many also that will believe unto the Lord is imputed also unto them. Amen. So, God then made another covenant, and that was with Abraham. This covenant was not on conditions, but was unconditional. God gave the covenant to Abraham with no strings tied to it at all. Unconditional. Amen. So let's quickly just read the scripture and we leave it there. Let's turn to Genesis 17 and let's read 1 to 5 quickly before our time catches up so that you know about the covenant. And we leave it there. Amen. Genesis 17, 1 to 5. And when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, my, that means Abraham had waited for what? 24 years. Because when God called Abraham to leave his kindreds and family and everything. Abraham was 75 years. Amen. Now, Abraham is what? 99 years, 24 good years. And Abraham had been always hearing, I will, I will, I will. Okay. The Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me. You see, here he was saying, I will. I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. This is not the first time Abraham have been hearing this. I will do this. I will do that. Amen. But look at one thing here in verse 3. That changed the tone of God. Looking at this man with this promise, 24 years. And then verse 3 said, and what? Abraham fell on his face. Praise the Lord. Worshipping him. Saying, amen, I believe it. My. And God talked with him, saying, he changed the tone of God. Now he said, oh, praise the Lord. Verse 4, for me, behold, my covenant is with thee. Straight. Not that I will anymore. My covenant is what? Is with thee. You see, my brother, this kind of humility and faith, it changes the sentence. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And thou shalt be father of many nations. Neither shall thy name, that's brought the change of name, will be called Abraham. But thy name shall be what? Abraham. For a father of many nations, now what? I will. No. Have I made thee? Amen. Praise the Lord. Father of many nations, have I made it? It's what? Completed. It's done. It's settled now. It's not I will. It's settled now. Amen. That's why the prophet said God gave the covenant to Abraham with no strings tied to it at all. My brother, this covenant is you, for you. It is what? A done thing. We will continue sometime if we get the time. Praise the Lord. It's a finished thing, finished product. Believe it, that you have it. Your accommodation, you have it. Amen. It is a done deal. Amen. Your documents is a done deal. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's bow down our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. The Lord, not by our good life or whatever we have done. But Lord, we see it as the gift of God. The Lord, you have called us even before the foundation of the world. And you have caused us, oh Lord Jesus, to be conformed to the image of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you this morning, Lord, as we have come. Yes, we've come believing, Lord, that we will be blessed. And so, Lord, we want to commit our song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands as they prepare us, oh God, for the word that is coming for us this morning. Remembering, Lord, your servant this moment, oh God. The Lord, you know the needs of your people. You know their hearts, oh God. Father, use your servant this morning. And reach out to each and everyone this morning, oh God. We are with greatest petition this morning. Bless your servant, Lord. And Father, bless our worship and accept our worship this morning as it lifts us up and creates the atmosphere for us. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you.